Good evening, Europe!
Celebrating Europe and the world's biggest singing competition. You are listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with Kieran Uri Tuttiet. No need to be making your mind up.
Så håll igång upp på logen natten lång. Det var sommar, det var guld och gröna skogar. Det är en stilla kväll, men jag får ingen ro. Solen dröjer kvar vid havets rand. Jag börjar tänka på en gång för länge sen, en annan kväll i Pilevallars land. Spelemännen spelade som elden vore lös. Bogarna från Sjöbo var vilda och de svingade varsin tös. Det var dans och hålligång upp på logen natten lång. Det var sommar, det var guld och gröna skogar. Jag var ung och du var grann, som vi älskade varann. Det var sommar, det var guld och gröna skogar. Under eken där vid ån frågade du mig om jag var din i alla våra dagar. Och solen sänkte sig när fiolen stämde upp. Jag lovade att alltid stanna kvar. Ja, det var dans och hålligång upp på logen natten lång. Det var sommar, det var guld och gröna skogar. Jag var ung och du var grann, som vi älskade varann. Och jag lovade dig guld och gröna skogar. Männen spelade som elden vore lös. Pågarna från Sjöbo var vilda och de svingade varsin tös. Det var dans och hålligång upp på logen natten lång. Det var sommar, det var guld och gröna skogar. Jag var ung och du var grann, som vi älskade varann. Och jag lovade dig guld och gröna skogar. Som vi älskade varann. Det var sommar, det var guld och gröna skogar. Så ge mig sommar, ge mig guld och gröna skogar.
Hasse Andersson, who was trying to represent Sweden at the 2015 Eurovision Song Contest with that amazing song Gula Gröna Skogar, which means gold and green forests in Swedish into English. Yes, what a rousing song, lots and lots of fun, and we love that song here at the Eurovision Showcase right here on Forest FM. Yes, welcome to the show. I'm your host Kieran Uri Tuttiet, and I'm with you until the top of the next hour, playing you some of the greatest tunes from the world of the Eurovision Song Contest. So not just music from the contest, but from national finals, opening acts, interval acts, songs connected to Eurovision artists as well. And we play the winners, of course, all the time. Yes. So a little story about me. I haven't said this for a little while. I am obviously a huge Eurovision Song Contest fan, and I know you're probably just tuned in. If you're coming back from Dorset and you're on your way home on in the car, you'll be thinking, what's he talking about Eurovision? And it's the 2nd of August. And, well, the thing is, that I am just a huge Eurovision fan, and I'm very lucky to have this moment here on Forest FM every Sunday at 5 p.m. to enthusiastically promote the biggest singing competition in the world. It's been going on since 1956, and shockingly and sadly to this day, you know, 2020 will live in the years of sadness in many Eurovision fans and Eurovision artists at the fact that there was no contest this year due to COVID-19. Such a sad shame. But of course, I've been to the contest many, many a times. I've been in 2013, 2014, 2015, 2016, and 2018. I've been to London Eurovision Party. I've gone to see Suri in concert, the Bucks Fizz and the Brotherhood of Man in concert, Katrina Leskinich as well in Portsmouth. The list goes on. I've seen Celine Dion, goodness knows how many times. Twice. But I want to go many times. No, once is never enough for me. So yes, as you could probably tell, I am obsessed with the Eurovision Song Contest. There isn't a day that goes by when I'm not listening to a Eurovision song. Even if it is ABBA, Waterloo. And everybody knows that one. Or Volare, Ne plus di pinti di blu, for Domenico Modugno. So that was Italy, 1958. Anyways, moving swiftly on. Speaking of historical artists in general in the world, who remembers A-ha? Yeah, see, I do. And I love it. Now, if you're watching BBC Four around about 8 p.m. on a Friday night, they are replaying vintage episodes of Top of the Pops, and they're at 1989, and they're just about to go into 1990, actually. So it's around the Christmas time they're doing it at the moment. So recently, a few months ago, A-ha had the release their song You Are the One, which I adore that song. I love all of their songs, and I thought, oh, Martin Harkett, he's quite dishy. And then I remembered, oh yes, he co-hosted the 1996 Eurovision Song Contest in Oslo in Norway the year after Secret Garden with Nocturne won in Ireland for Norway at the 1995 contest. And I remember 1996, because I was born on the 18th of May, and the contest was on the 18th of May. So I remember being so excited for Gina G representing us, and sadly only coming 8th, but never mind, we're moving swiftly on. So Ingvild Bling was the female hosting and doing the points, and also fronting, doing the opening act and being in the green room during the voting was Morten Harket, the lead singer of A-ha. And we are now going to hear the opening act of the Eurovision Song Contest 1996 from Oslo, Norway. Here is Morten Harket with his single at the time, Heavens Not for Saints.
Heaven's not for saints. You only have one cup. Now you filled it up. Let it go, babe. Just let it go. Dim lit path ahead. The road is wide, but your eyes are red. Let it go, babe. Just let it go. The distance will fly away. away. Your father and your son, life has just begun. Let it go, babe. Just let it go.
Finland 1996 there. That's Jasminin with Niin kaunis on taivas, which from Finnish into English means so beautiful, is the Sky. Yeah, that came last in 23rd place at the 1996 contest. For some reason, they changed like the number of countries that could participate from like 25 to 25 to 23, 25, 23, 23, and then 24, 24, 24. And it was very bizarre. I don't know why they changed the number of participants like that. So it was weird. And especially in the 1996 contest, when there were quite a few countries, i.e. Germany, Russia, Macedonia, Denmark, Israel. So many countries that just couldn't participate because there was a pre-qualifying round which was done behind closed doors. Strange. So all of those countries, including Germany, I remember Terry Wogan saying at the opening of the 96 contest, just as they were doing before they got to the arena, saying only the Eurovision Song Contest with would shoot themselves in the foot and ruin their chances of a huge viewership and restrict a country of 50 million people from participating. So they had a point, actually, especially, and even Russia as well, even at that time, just bizarre. Anyways, right, coming up in the show, we've got Rob's Random Request very soon. We also have Live and Kicking, this week's Eurovision Showcase news, and of course we'll have The Best of the Rest, where we showcase a song from the national finals, which I think should have probably gone to Eurovision. If you got a suggestion of that, would lovely to hear from you. And of course, if you got a request, it would be also lovely to hear from you. So there are a number of ways where you can get in contact. You can follow us on Twitter and send us a tweet at ESC Showcase. Our Facebook page is The Eurovision Showcase, or you can go to facebook.com/ESC Showcase. And of course, you can send us an email, escshowcase@gmail.com. Time to move on to another song. And this is the latest single from Katrina Leskinich, the lead singer of Katrina and the Waves, Eurovision winner of 1997. Here is a brand new single, and it's called Drag. Let's Coming up next here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM, here is Sofia Nazaradze with Shine, Georgia 2010.
Who can ever tell the color of a soul and the memories we keep from long ago? Do we ever really know each other's hands? You can't go back to before, but tomorrow will bring even more. Like the tide's gonna turn, you will know. When it's cold, you're on your own, but you're never alone. Shine, shine like the stars in the sky. Wipe the dust of your love, let it shine. So when nothing's ever really carved in stone, remember that your heart is holding on. And when every second counts up in the
No, I think that was my winner of 2010 for quite a while, actually, if not still is. I just, the live performance is beautiful, and I think she was stunning. Certainly, definitely, Georgia's best entry to the Eurovision Song Contest so far. Okay, Rob's here.
Yay, Rob's here.
He is here and clear. In front of me, anyway.
I'm buying him a beer. Ah.
No, I hope so. You have to say
got plenty later. Of beer in the yes. Well, we've got plenty of beer in the fridge for you.
Thank you. So well trained.
And cider.
Is. And cider. And gin. And
gin, tonic water.
Yeah.
Brennevin from Iceland.
Yeah. Oh yeah. We've still got some of that.
Yeah. We need to get a friend to send us some more. If they're listening, post it.
Yeah. Do ether. Come on.
Stella.
Ether.
Post us some Brennevin.
Aalborg. Yes. Sort it out. Yes.
Right. Is it my turn?
It is my turn.
What are we doing? I can't remember.
It is now time to go into the back catalogue of the Eurovision Song Contest.
It is Rob's Random Request.
Yes, and he's here. So, well, Rob, do you want to quickly explain how it goes?
I will, if you require me to. I have a hat with years in, from 1956 to 2020 now, and a hat with countries in, ranging from Andorra to Yugoslavia and beyond. Yes. And I pick them for random, and hopefully we get something that matches. It doesn't always work. Like, we might get Azerbaijan 1942. No, it wouldn't work either. Azerbaijan 1957 or something like that. But that we'll just see what we pull out. That's the fun of it all, you see.
Indeed.
So I have a year in my hand. 1977.
Gosh. So for 2 weeks running, we had 1978, and now all of a sudden we've got 1977.
It's good to be retro, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I'm not complaining, but that seems so bizarre.
Let me get a country out. I have a country in my hand. Oh, we can do this one, I hope. France.
Yeah, where's the winner?
Oh, there you go. Bob's your uncle, Fanny's your aunt, and all that stuff.
Yeah, indeed. So we have Marie-Marie-M with Les Enfants, which means, what was it? It's a boy, a bird, and a child and a bird.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. Louise et le Font. Well, yeah, a bird and a child.
L'oiseau.
L'oiseau et le Font.
L'enfant.
Oh dear. See, Rob, the ever professional Frenchman.
I'm probably wrong as well, to be fair.
I don't think you are. But the great thing about it, Marie-Marie-M recorded this also in English, German, Spanish, and Portuguese.
Oh, there you go.
She did, yeah, she's done very well. And it has been sung in numerous places after the contest, and really in the charts it did quite well right across Europe. It charted in Austria, the Netherlands, Belgium, Sweden, Switzerland, and Germany, or West Germany then, of course. So yeah, done very, very well, and it has been covered a few times, but in particularly in 2016 the UNICEF project Kids United covered the song in their second album, Tout le bonheur du monde, which is the song appeared on the SNEP's single charts in August of 2016.
Wonderful.
Yes, which I think is the French. But it doesn't look like it actually charted in France, which is a bit weird. Anyway, right, so Rob, what are we doing?
France 1977.
Yay. Marie-Marie-M. Merci beaucoup.
Comme un enfant aux yeux de lumière qui voit passer au loin les oiseaux, comme l'oiseau bleu survolant la terre, voit comme le monde est beau. Beau le bateau dansant sur les vagues, ivre de vie, d'amour et de vent, belle la chanson. Le sang du poète qui en chantant invente l'amour pour que la vie s'habille de fête et que la nuit se change en jour, jour d'une vie où l'aube se lève pour réveiller la ville aux yeux lourds. Au loin les oiseaux, comme l'oiseau bleu survolant la terre, nous trouverons ce monde amour, l'amour.
Coming up next is Slovenia, 2002. Sestra with Samu Ljubezen, Only Love. And coming up next is the Eurovision Showcase News, right here on Forest FM.
Latest news, information from Europe's biggest singing competition. This is the Eurovision Showcase News with Kieran Uritotiot.
And your news is dated the Saturday, the 1st of August 2020. Now, Suzanne Giorgi has been fighting very hard to get back Andorra in the Eurovision Song Contest, and as WeWee Blogs reported back in May, Andorra's last Eurovision singer had secured a private sponsor to cover the costs of the country's return to the Eurovision Song Contest. She presented the proposal to the Andorran president of Xavier Spot and the RTVA director Xavier Mayel back in 2019, and has been waiting in a response. Well, Basically, they've answered, and she has told WeeWeeBlogs.com and William Lee Adams that it's only good news. And basically, she's been talking to the government, and it's been incredibly positive. And says there's been a verbal green light, but not for 2021. But you never know. So it looks quite possible that Andorra could be coming back. Not a huge surprise, but Liechtenstein has told many Eurovision sites that they are not going to participate at Eurovision just yet. And Luxembourg have confirmed that they will not, I repeat, will not return to the Eurovision Song Contest 2021, says the Luxembourgish broadcaster RTL. North Macedonia's broadcaster MRT have confirmed that they are to withdraw from Junior Eurovision this year. And finally, the Slovenian broadcaster RTV SLO are having funding concerns. So Slovenia's future in the Eurovision Song Contest could be in doubt. Watch this space, and we'll keep you updated if there is any more news.
For more Eurovision news throughout the week, please head over to our friends at Eurovoir.com.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv, and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Check this out.
Anne-Marie David, Vicky Peebles, Ray Kawarana, Neve Kavanagh, Scott Fitzgerald, Paul Harrington, and Sonia. All these artists have contributed their vocal talents to a new 17-track charity CD being sold on behalf of the UK charity Cancer Is a Drag. Released by Power World Music on the 11th of August, you can order your copy right now simply by emailing info@cancerisadrag.org. Cancer Is a Drag supports people living with all types of cancer. Pre-order your copy of this special album now to make your contribution simply by emailing info@cancerisadrag.org.
Hello, this is Benjamin Ingrosso from Sweden, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Dance You Off. Enjoy. Just wanna dance you off.
This is Ieva Zasimauskaitė from Lithuania. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, When We're Old. Enjoy.
These are the reasons I want you to know. I hope you make this place feel like home. These are the reasons I can't let you go.
Hello, this is Mikuláš Josef from Czech Republic. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. Again, this is my song, Lie to Me. Hope you enjoyed it.
Lie to me, oh baby, come a little closer. Lie to me, oh baby, lean upon my shoulder. Lie to me, get down on my body, love me like it was always meant to be. Now you love somebody new, I always knew. So come and give it to me.
Online and on 92.3 FM. This is Forest FM.
Look before you leap right into love, my friend. It cannot be bought so very cheap, my friend. Can make you live, it can make you die. just wait and see. Oh yeah, there are many rainbows on the way. Days are maybe bright or maybe gray. So when you fall in love, you pay the wages of love, the wages of love, the wages of love. Just take my advice, don't be a fool, my friend. Just wait and see. Oh yeah, there are many rainbows on the way. Days are maybe bright or maybe gray. So when you fall in love, you pay the wages of love, the wages of love, the wages of love.
Ireland 1969, and that's Muriel Day and the Lindsays with The Wages of Love, coming 7th with 10 points. Yes, 1969's Eurovision Song Contest in Madrid, Spain. Now we go to our one and only request for this week, and this is from Robert Alstrom in Gothenburg, Sweden. God kväll to you, Robert. Lovely to hear from you once again. And you have requested this beautiful song representing Luxembourg on home soil at the 1984 Eurovision Song Contest. Coming 10th with 39 points, here is the beautiful Sophie Calle with 100% d'amour, which means 100% love.
Cheveux du manège, où sont ces dieux qui nous protègent? Hello, this is Jordan from the United Kingdom. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM, and this is my version of Freaks.
I've been locked in the locker. I was picked last in soccer. And they say that it's all fun, but they're fun, it ain't fun. Man, I'm done. And I know we're all different. Our beliefs and religion. But I don't see the difference in me, you, your two, or moi vous. So if you've had enough, then we are the freaks. I've been kicked down in the dirt. I pretend that it don't hurt. And I know that they're just words, but stick stones, they break bones. But just know, we could all be disciples, and we'll write our own Bible. We'll put freaks in the titles. It's me, you, your two, and Wavu. So if you've had enough, then
yeah, that's Jordan Clark with Freaks. That came, I guess, what was it, joint second at the Eurovision You Decide for the United Kingdom's national final in 2019. Yeah, last year, my goodness me. And yeah, I don't know. I've heard a lot of lots of positivity around that from people, Eurovision fans in different countries. And so, yeah, much more so than for poor old Michael Rice, bless him. But I loved Michael's song. I had real goosebumps, but I knew probably it wasn't a particularly competitive song. I don't know if Jordan Clark's one there, Freaks, was particularly competitive. But it certainly would have stood out probably just a little bit better, I think, anyway. Right, it's now time for us to go and find out what is the best of the rest. Yes, and this week, the best of the rest takes us to the Latvian Eurovision National Final in 2011. Yes, couldn't get any more random than this, but this song is sweet. Yes, it really is. And it came second, but I'm surprised it never got to go to Dusseldorf. What were the Latvian people thinking? Well, find out for yourself, I guess. because I still don't know. Here is the incredible song. This is really catchy. And it's going to get probably stuck in your head. Here is Lola Serenix with Banjo Laura from the Latvian National Final in 2011.
She, what did she play?
She walks into a bar and talks this and that, nice and slow. Here we go, all eyes on her, a stranger from the north. While she goes back and forth, then she stops and pulls. A magic string, who is she? La 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 la, and she said her name. Winked her eyes, started out the game. La 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 la, and the banjo girl. Who was she? What did she play? Her mind's right away as she starts to sway and spin. Girl from out of town, clubbers jump up and down. She goes on and pulls a magic string. Who is she? La 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 la, and she said her name. Wing her eyes, started out the game. La 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 la, and the banjo. She, what did she play? La 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 la, as she said her name. Winked her eyes, started out the game. La 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 la, and the banjo girl. Who was she? What did she play?
Time for Live and Kicking, and this week it's going to be a double bill. Yes, I'm going to treat you so and give you two songs live from the Eurovision Song Contest, or a live version of a Eurovision Song Contest song. And that's what I'm going to play for you now, which is a live rendition from the Royal Albert Hall in central London, the capital of the United Kingdom. Here is the UK entry in 1992, One Step at a Time, sung by Michael Ball, of course.
Oh, yeah. Another week, another day. When I call you miles away, in the arms of another. All my friends say I'm crazy. It's night after night I'm waiting. You say that I'm wrong. Oh, then you tell me that I'm coming on too strong. Now, one step at a time, one reason to put this love on the line. Oh, again, can't believe that it's true. Now I'm one step at a time.
One step at a time. One step at a time.
When I sleep, I dream of you. In my mind, in everything I do. But I still don't feel it's over. Now I know what's right. I could be with you, holding you tight. But now that you're gone, oh, won't you tell me where I've been going wrong now? One step at a time. One reason to put this love on the line. Oh, again, can't believe that it's true. Now I'm one step out of time. Love is gonna stay. I know it's right. Just think about it.
on.
One step at a time.
One step at a time.
One step at a time.
Oh, wasn't that great? I love that. Now, here is our second one. We're going to the 1993 Eurovision Song Contest in Mill Street, County Cork, in Ireland. Yes, it's time for Spain. 1993, here is Eva Santa Maria with Hombre, which means men.
Todos los hombres son tan presumidos que han olvidado ser agradecidos. Ellos son así, por naturaleza, viven dominados por su vanidad. Son tan especiales que han conseguido ser todos iguales. Pero si no está, nos sentimos solas. Dice palabritas con sabor a miel, cosas tan bonitas que nos hacen sufrir y enloquecer. Hombres y mujeres en la intimidad son como dos faros en la oscuridad, como dos misterios para desvelar. Son complementarios como guerra y paz, como sol y luna, como tierra y mar. Son irresistibles, son como un imán que al mundo hace girar.
There we are, Spain 1993. And that is Eva Santa Maria with Hombre. And this week's Live and Kicking. Thank you for joining me, Kieran Aritasiert, for this edition of the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. Hope you can join me next Sunday at 5 p.m. And if you miss this show or any previous shows, then you can go to any podcast app, which recently includes the TuneIn Radio app, or ask Alexa to play the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. So take care of yourselves, and I hope to see you next Sunday at 5 p.m. right here on Forest FM. Arrivederci, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, bis lat, dobizenia, kitos. See you soon. Toodaloo.
Le Royaume-Uni.
Hey, vive la France!
Le Royaume-Uni, 12 points. United Kingdom, 12 points.
Online and on 92.3 FM. This is Forest FM.